Please go to slide number 5. In this slide, I will talk about different scatterings and how they are influenced by electron spin. There are scatterings which change and which do not change the number of states of each type. In the upper right part, it is shown a scattering of electron from spin state into an empty state. The result of this scattering, again, one spin state and one empty state, as it was before the scattering. Therefore, this scattering does not change the number of either spin state or empty states. The similar scattering is the scattering of electron from a full state to a spin state. The result of the scattering is one spin state and one full state. Again, the scattering does not change the number of either spin state or full state. Since these two kinds of scatterings do not change the number of states, they do not influence the spin properties of electron gas. At the left lower part of slide, it is shown a scattering of electrons from full state into empty state. The result of the scattering is two spin states of opposite spin directions. As was described in the previous slide, the spin direction of the resulting spin states can be in any direction with equal probability. It is important that the scattering reduces the number of the full and empty states and increases the number of the spin states. At the right lower part, it is shown a scattering of electrons from one spin state into another spin state of opposite spin direction. The result of the scattering is full and empty states. Contrary to the previously described scattering, this scattering reduces the number of spin states and increases the number of full and empty states. As will be shown in the following slide, the balance between these two scattering determines the number of spin full and empty states in electron gas, or which is called spin statistic.